The State Department is tight-lipped about the dynamics inside the administration. I asked its spokesman Mark Toner to comment on Foreign Minister Lavrov's suggestion that there are, quote-unquote, apparently plenty of those who wanted to undermine John Kerry's practical steps, he said. But Mr. Toner refused to weigh in on that. It should be noted, this Monday, the U.S. pushed a ceasefire resolution through the U.N., which Russia vetoed, citing a pending agreement between Foreign Minister Lavrov and Secretary Kerry. One has to wonder what happened to that agreement. Who did not agree with whom, perhaps inside the Obama administration?
We asked former CIA and State Department employee Larry Johnson why an agreement with Russia remains just out of reach.
I have no doubt that Secretary Kerry, if he talked about it, I think he was sincere in trying to strike a deal. The problem he faces is he's not doesn't really have the full clout and weight of President Obama behind him. There are others in the Obama administration which have opposed that kind of approach and see that as a sign of weakness. So I think, again, it just reflects the chaotic nature of Barack Obama's presidency. And this goes to the point that, you know, Samantha Power is close with Susan Rice and close with Ben Rhodes. So they reflect sort of one camp within the Obama administration. John Kerry reflects another camp. There's also, they have the strong backing of my former organization, it would appear, the CIA, in terms of wanting to continue to support the rebels. But the unfortunate reality is that those rebels tend, by and large, to be radical Islamists, the very terrorists that the entire war on terror that started 15 years ago was supposed to defeat.